hidden treasures of the 119th Psalm. We continue the good time that we're having in the Tet section of the 118th Psalm, as today we get to have a good time with verse 68. And it's all about good when it comes to this letter Tet. And certainly this verse, you're going to see if you miss it in this one. I don't know what to say. But anyway, this being the fourth verse, as we lay our Isaiah 11, 7 anointings of Christ over the top of this one, right? Those being wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, knowledge, fear of the Lord, and delight in the fear of the Lord. This fourth one is might. And so I hope you see with me, wow, this is a pretty mighty verse right here in so many different ways when you really spend some time with it. So to just read it in the King James Version, it's pretty simple, really. Thou art good and doest good. Teach me thy statutes. So you can see that the psalmist is actually making this point of Tov, this idea of the goodness that's hidden often within, you know, the 9 months of pregnancy, the number ninth letter of the Hebrew alphabet. And so I thought, you know, the real might of this verse, and you've heard it said many times, God is good all the time, God is good. But what really that amounts to, as we live it in our lives, as we're trying to realize the story that we're in, so much of our life we spend in the smaller story, and we don't realize how good really God is because we're so caught up in our own stuff. And so you might remember a few episodes back, I talked about a loved one that had made some bad choices and ended up in the hospital and didn't want to talk to me and all that stuff. Well, I'm going to continue that story a little bit. So that particular night, we had been in the hospital all night and a lot of the next day, trying to get through this tragedy that had struck our family. And coincidentally, another very close relative in my family was moving that next day, or had to move because it was the last day of January. And in order for them to get their deposit back, they had to get moved out, but they also had to clean the apartment. And this being someone that has done that, doing this for the first time in their life, was not really prepared for what all that was. And as we left the hospital, we went over there to help them, not realizing that this would be an episode that would go on to like 4 o'clock in the morning, because there were like holes in the wall that somebody punched and things that, you know, just a lot of stuff. And so it was a very, very, very long 2 days. There's no explaining it. So we get home, it might've been 3, it might've been 4 o'clock in the morning. When we walk into our house, and understand this is the last day of January in North Carolina, it is cold. In fact, I think it was down below zero that night. And as we walk into our house, the heat is shut off because one of the parts is melted actually in the heater. And so there is no getting the heat to come on whatsoever. I mean, it's just cold as it can be in the house. And apparently it had been cold for some time. Who knows when the heat had actually gone off. And so, you know, not being, you know, just being totally exhausted because we'd been up all this time, we just huddled up in whatever blankets we could find, you know, piled them on, got in bed, slept through the night. And then as my normal case, I, you know, get up real early, like 4 o'clock in the morning, and I make a cup of coffee. And it was my practice at the time. This changes with seasons. But at the time, my practice was this. I would make my coffee. I would sit down with my journal, and I would write out my many blessings or the things that I was grateful for before I even began, you know, my time with God. And so this particular morning, as you might imagine, I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, God, I'm going to be honest. I'm not just all that thankful right this minute. It's freezing cold in here. I mean, really, after all we've been through, did we have to also not have any heat? And I was just laying out all my complaints to him. And as I was sitting there in the fog, trying to focus on what I was doing, right, in this time with God, all of a sudden, through the fog of the war and my head in the refrigerator of what was going on, all of a sudden, I realized this psalm, thou art good and thou doest good. Because all of a sudden I went, oh, wait a minute. That loved one, they lived, right? That was the most important thing of all. But then there was a nurse there that had administered a process. It's called a blood gas test. And I've had it done on me, and I know how painful it was. And I thought this was going to be the end of the world for my loved one because they don't deal well with pain. But that nurse spent nearly an hour administering that test to make sure that when that needle went in, that it did not hurt them. And I just thought about the love and care that all the people at the hospital had showed them, you know, during this time. And whoa, oh, by the way, they lived. And as I realized, oh my God, you are good. You sent all these people to rescue me. You did all these things. You know, we got the other loved one out of the house. You know, all the things got done that had to be done. And so there were some trials along the way, but thou art good and thou doest good. And now that I'm in this position of really seeing for myself that I'm not in a smaller story where God's not doing anything, God has got a great big bunch of stuff that is all working together for good. Okay. And I can't even tell you the good. I wish I could go into great detail of all the good that those events caused in my life. It's absolutely amazing. As we get through more verses, maybe I'll talk about, you know, when I was afflicted, I went astray. But nonetheless, this was absolutely good, good stuff. And so while you're in this position, right, then of knowing how good God is, then teach me the stuff that I really don't understand because I'm so clear on your goodness. And so this verse is mighty, right? It takes you out of living in a smaller story where essentially your head's in the refrigerator and you don't know what in the world's going on to seeing that God is doing something way bigger than just what you're involved in. And he is good and he is doing good. And this is just unbelievable what's going to happen. And as you live in that larger story, you see the might that comes in that. And all of a sudden, you're a friend of Jesus and you're on his side and you're trying to see how can I work in this situation, because I know that this stuff is all based on all things work together for good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. You can see it. It's a very, very, very mighty thing today as we continue on in the 119th Psalm. As always, I want to remind you, my email is in the show notes. I would dearly love to hear from you. Any comments, questions, things you're thinking about or wondering about in the psalm, I would love to study it with you. Thanks for listening.